go ahead and get the meeting started if you guys would rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next up is the approval of the minutes from June 22nd. Regular meeting, any changes or discussion? All right, hearing none, those will be approved. And the treasurer's report for the month of June. Any discussion on that? All right, hearing none, that will be filed for audit. All right, president's report. I really just want to say welcome to everybody that's attending their first fire board meeting. Welcome to our three new firefighters. We're super excited to have you guys here and excited to see the district moving forward even before we start collecting the taxes that were voted in. So pretty cool that we're getting a jump start on that, but we welcome you. You're welcome here anytime. And we're just thrilled that you're a part of our new family. You're welcome. Next up is the chief's report.
All right, for the month of June, we had three fire incidents, 51 emergency medical incidents, 5 car accidents, 8 hazardous conditions, 5 service calls, 17 good intents, and 7 false alarms, for a total of 99 runs for the month, which seems a little slower than the average, but there were days that certainly wasn't. They all kind of clustered together. So if you look at the run totals, 421, you'll see that we're just off. We're just one off now of last year, so we've got a little shift in there. Under community risk reduction, we had 1 public education event, 12 PR events, conducted a total of 9 inspections, issued 14 permits, and in the month of June, the firefighters completed 227 hours of training. Under maintenance are a few updates. You saw the bids that we received for the work at the two stations. Under apparatus, the 2010 Pierce pumper, those repairs were actually finished on Friday, so it's back in service. And on the 2017 pumper, those repairs were finished at the end of last week also. So both of those issues identified there have been fixed. Under administration, I attended the Fire District's Association of Fire Districts conference, participated in the 4th of July incident management team. We had a big crowd and it went off without any issues, so it was a good event. I did meet with our loggers representative, and he was here to answer employee questions that there might have been about our current plan. July 13th was the operations meeting. The 19th, we started a 2-week orientation for the 3 new firefighter positions. And on the 21st, we attended the opening ceremony of a charity golf event at Paradise Point. So that's all I have. Does anybody have any questions?
Is Loggers going to give us some information about, are you thinking about changing the plan?
We are exploring that. They're running some numbers on what, with the additional personnel, what the cost would be.
Okay. We're until the end of the year on that?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Anybody have any questions? All right. Thank you. All right. No public comment, no old business. So first up, new business is swearing in our 3 new firefighters in the office.
So I want to thank all of you for joining us this evening, and I'd ask Ms. President that after the ceremony, pause for a few minutes so the families can take any pictures that they like, and I'd also let the new members know if your family would like any tour of the facility or pictures of the apparatus afterwards, feel free to do that. After this, there's nothing exciting going to happen in this meeting, so this is the best part of it. So I've said several times over the last 3 years that this is one of the few moments when it's great to be the fire chief. Adding personnel to our department has been a mission for over the past 2 years, and it's great that we're finally seeing the fruits of that labor. Fire Chief Edward Croker of the FDNY said in February of 2008, when a man becomes a fireman, his greatest act of bravery has been accomplished. What he does after that is all in the line of work. Tonight, we formally introduce 3 new firefighters who will be serving our community. These gentlemen started last week and have been completing 2 weeks of training and orientation. I'd like to thank Captain Taggart for his time and energy putting into making this happen. This is another new process that we've had this year. These gentlemen have probably come home tired, maybe a little sore, but hopefully filled with a passion for being part of our organization and serving our community. It takes passion to do what firefighters do. It takes strength, and also takes selflessness. Service before self, citizens before self, and crew before self. There's a saying that everybody knows, never get between a mama bear and her cubs, right? So anybody who's worked around cattle knows the same thing applies to cows, right? Being a firefighter puts you in a unique position where a mother at her worst moment will hand a child to a firefighter, a stranger, and say, please help my baby. That's how trusting they are, and we need to strive to uphold that standard. So tonight we formally put that title on these new members. Each will come up and take their firefighter oath, and they'll have their badge pinned on by their families. So starting with Connor Carmack, come up please. Because I haven't stood up before. So please repeat after me. I, Connor Carmack, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smith-Larry Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
I, Connor Carmack, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people, and I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I promise to uphold the values of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better serve so as to better be of service to others.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better be of service to others.
That's particular, isn't it? I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
Congratulations. Thank you. They're the easy part.
The easy part, okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
All right, Michael Riley. Hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of Tewksbury Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
I, Michael Riley, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of Tewksbury Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people, and I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better be of service to others.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better be of service to others.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
Congratulations.
My wife's going to stab me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chris Whitlow. Alphabetically, you're just doing the last, right?
Always.
All right, could you raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Christopher Whitlow, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
I, Chris Whitlow, hereby swear that I will faithfully serve the citizens of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District to the best of my ability.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
My fundamental duty is to serve the people. I will serve with compassion and take pride in my service.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
I promise to uphold the ideals of a public servant, honesty, integrity, dependability, and selflessness.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization in a professional, as a professional, and conduct myself in the same manner.
As a member of the Smithville Area Fire Protection District, I promise to represent the organization as a professional and conduct myself in the same manner.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
Understanding the importance of unity, I will support my fellow firefighters.
I further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so as to better be of service to others.
I will further promise to continually improve myself as a firefighter so I can better be of service to others.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my honor.
I make these solemn promises freely and on my own.
Congratulations.
We'll hold that in reserve.
Okay. Congratulations.
Welcome to all three of you guys, and the rest of the meeting is not near as exciting, so if anybody wants to cut out at this point, you're welcome to. But it won't be much longer either. That's pretty quick. Next up, we have to consider action on the bids for the epoxy flooring for Station 2.
So you'll see in the letter that I included, we originally put this project out for a bid in May and received no bids. We published the RFP again with a longer response period and received one bid. You'll see that the bid that we received was somewhat informal. I did have a chance to talk with the gentleman though, and I think he's knowledgeable of the project and what it requires. If we did move forward with that bid of $16,500 as our roads, I would definitely want to work the parameters of the RFP into a contract that we then entered into with him if we went that route. Like I said, in speaking with him, I believe he's a qualified contractor, but his proposal lacks any of the details that we'd like to see, I think.
You don't think his price will go up when you get more detailed?
I don't believe so. You know, from how he put it in here, you know, the preparation and the installation of the system and the new code base, you know, I think he understands the scope of the project, just not necessarily I just wanted more details, and it's something that we could hold someone to. So if we move forward, I want a contract that would outline the details that are in the RFP to see that they meet those.
My question is, 40-year-old male.
favor of 104.
Thank you. I move we authorize Chief Klein to work with our legal counsel to draft a contract to present to Mr. Kelly for a cost of $16,500.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Next up is to consider the bids for exterior painting of Station 1.
So this project, we also developed a set of specifications and published a request for proposals in May of 2001. We did not receive any bids from the first posting. We advertised again with a longer response period, and we received a total of 2 bids. You'll see the first bid for $9,800 is more detailed, but in the exclusions they take, you know, what they take as exclusions were major pieces of doing the work. So to me, it doesn't meet the parameters of what we're looking for. The second bid was also from the Mr. Kelly. It is also lacking the details, but he did perform an on-site inspection of Station 1 and saw the project, explained what his process would be. So if you choose to award the work to him for the his proposed price of $9,400, I would again want to draft a contract with our legal counsel and present to him that would include those specifications of what we're looking for, the work to be done.
Same thing on that one. When you talk to him, I mean, this first company excluded all the trim and stucco and all that. He doesn't mention those things in his bid either.
When you talk to him at the project, he
knows that's all part of it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I move we authorize Chief Klein to work with our legal counsel to draft a contract to present to Mr. Kelly for the cost of $9,400.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Next up, to consider the action on bids for refurbishing or updating the apparatus.
So the letter here was a little bit longer, but I wanted to kind of paint the picture from the last few meetings of where we are on the project. So just kind of recap, this is the 2004 apparatus that was damaged in an accident, and it was rebuilt. In the process of being rebuilt, it has a new pump, a new transmission, and a new engine. You know, kind of the key pieces and parts that would wear out on an apparatus. You know, in the big picture, as we look to purchase a new pumper to open station 13, for ISO, we have to have a reserve. So I think our best investment would be to do this minor update to this 2004 pumper, and we can keep it as a reserve versus taking the loss and using this one as a trade-in. And this would also help us to move along the 2010 pumper, which we're having some mechanical issues with. So the project itself is basically a refurbishment of the pump. You know, but the plumbing and so forth, the valves of the pump, some updating to the emergency warning equipment on the apparatus, and some changes to 2 of the compartments to make it compatible with our frontline apparatus now. Also in this specification is where they're going to do a thorough inspection of the entire apparatus, you know, including the frame, the suspension, and so forth, other major components, just to make sure that there's not something that we're missing in that process, damage or wear that's not obvious. I did write the specifications so that when they do identify those things, that we're contacted before any additional expenses are incurred. So that is in my last paragraph of the letter. I do anticipate something. There's going to be something that comes along that we're not seeing. So I'd like to have a little bit of wiggle room in that. You know, their bid was for $42,290. I would ask that you approve up to $51,000 for the work. And if we get to anything that's above that, you know, they find something big wrong with the truck. I think this is gonna be an extra $10,000. I'm not gonna have that work done. I'd come back to you guys and we'll go from there what they find in the process. But I think this is, for the long term, I think this is the best investment for having a reliable reserve apparatus for after we open Station 3.
Questions?
Makes sense.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Any questions?
No.
All right. I will move that we move forward with the refurbishing of, I forgot which one it is. The 2004 reserve apparatus.
Second.
For $51,000.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, next up is to consider the action on the firehouse ESO records management software upgrade.
So this, again, I kind of apologize for the longer letter. We've dodged this bullet for several years. You know, our current records management system is Firehouse. Firehouse has been bought out by another company. We held on as long as we could without doing the upgrade. As I put in here, I received notice from them that they're no longer going to support our version of Firehouse. So when we update computers, there's potential the new software, that the old software won't run on a new computer. There's also the liability that if there was a glitch or a problem with the database that our data could be compromised. And we've got roughly 20 years of run data that's in that system. So I did explore some other options that are out there. The best second option has also been gobbled up by this ESO company. So if we went that route, we would soon be back to this again of having to buy this newer version as they consolidate. So, I think the time is now that we have to upgrade to the new ESO software. You'll see that there's some additional upfront cost as they transfer our data from the old system to the new system. And then the ongoing operating cost will be about double of what we currently pay. But the new system does have some features that are going to allow us to drop some other programs that we use for apparatus maintenance, record keeping, and so forth. So in the end, it's going to cost us more annually, but we'll have better control of our data, and it'll be a better long-term solution. So I would recommend that we purchase the new ESO software, $17,482.10.
When would they put that in?
Probably within 60 days. Now that's the plan, as I originally had it, is to close out this year in the old system, train and have everything set up that we go into the new system January 1, so that if we need to, we can kind of isolate the two things. There's some things in the old database that I'd kind of like to correct to how we start off the new database, and just some things that we've changed over 20 years, how we enter occupancies, how we enter personnel, those kind of things. But I want to have a time in there and a time for training that we'd start the process. And we started the new system January 1.
So for a few months, we'd be paying for both?
Yes, yes and no. You'll see in there that since we already paid for the annual subscription to Firehouse, and this I contacted them to clarify, you'll see in their proposal, there's a few things where they discount. So what they're discounting there is they're crediting us back from the Firehouse software back into ESO. And I apologize that I didn't make the best copies, but so we're getting some credit back from that. So our new cost would start when we install the new software. So there's going to be a little bit of overlap in there, yes. But we'd pay, our new date would be 1 year from whenever it is that we go live in the with the update.
And then that annual subscription would cover any updates too?
Yes.
You don't have to pay extra
Correct.
For updates.
Correct.
Any other questions?
I move that the board approve the purchase of the ESO solution software at the cost of $17,482.10.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, thank you very much. And last up is to consider the purchase of new bunker gear lockers for Station 2.
So this is a growing pain. We're currently out of space with our existing personnel, and we'll definitely be out of space as we add additional personnel to start January 1, if we keep that on track. So this kind of solves a couple of issues. It would give us additional storage space now, and would also allow us to better store gear than it is now. Right now it's on the apparatus floor. It's in between the apparatus, kind of taking up some floor space, and it is then exposed to any contaminants in the bay and also to UV light that comes through the doors and so forth. So I researched what some options are for us. These are heavy duty ventilated lockers. They'd be individual lockers. I'd like to buy 12 of those total lockers for the $4,382.85.
Questions on the lockers?
I kind of did. Right. It's just a silly question. So the unassembled lockers are $78 cheaper. Or were they much cheaper in shipping? I mean, granted, getting them assembled is nice.
I don't believe that there was a difference in shipping.
Okay, because if there's not a difference, that's negligible on a cost.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure the guys would love to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially in July and August, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Good enough. Thank you.
Any other questions? I will move. Oh, trying to go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'll move that we purchase the 12 heavy-duty ventilated lockers for $4,382.85 from Worthington Direct. Oh, four units of three lockers.
Okay.
I'll make 12 lockers.
Good.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? We don't have anything else on the agenda. Are we talking about this? This audit?
Oh, no, I meant
just for our information.
I meant to during the financial report. That was just an informal review of our sales tax audit, just for your benefit.
Okay.
So I'll file it to include in our annual financial review. He just wanted to see that we were kind of tracking that and
okay.
identifying any issues in the midterm. Yeah, I think things look good.
Okay. All right, our next meeting is on August 24th, 2021 at 7 p.m. I will move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Roll call vote, Bob?
Yes.
Charlie?
Yes.
I'm a yes, and Brian?
Yes.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much for coming.
Hope to see everyone next month.